Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least 20 people, including a Somali politician, were killed in a pair of car bombs that happened in Somalia's capital 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350. The first blast occurred at a popular hotel which Al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. The second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage. Al-Shabaab militants claim responsibility for the attacks. Catalonia's deposed president, Carlos Puigdemont, has vowed to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament, happened just hours after the regional body voted in favor of independence from Spain. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament meeting today to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani, who is under pressure to step down following an independence referendum last month. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the referendum vote illegal and in response sent forces to retake control of disputed areas that have been in control of the Kurds. Barzani in a tough position with Iraqi forces reclaiming territory, the city of Kirkuk. This is VOA News. A U.S. service member was killed. Six others were wounded. It happened in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province. NATO's Resolute Support mission said the crash was not the result of enemy action. Earlier, the Taliban had claimed responsibility for downing that helicopter. An offshoot of the Taliban, the Haqqani Network, is an Afghan guerrilla insurgent group fighting against U.S.-led NATO forces and the government of Afghanistan. Meantime, there is word the Haqqani Network is considered a top terror group on a list put together by the United States. We get more now from VOA's Sarah Williams.
Pakistani Foreign Minister Khawaja Asif told lawmakers the Haqqani Network is on the top of the list, but none of the militants are Pakistanis, as he referred to the list his government received from the U.S. The list is part of a series of efforts by Washington to move toward the implementation of its new South Asia strategy, announced by President Donald Trump in August, in which regional countries were put on notice not to tolerate within their borders militant safe havens, which are used by terror groups to disrupt regional security. The list of militants was reportedly handed over to Pakistani civil and military leaders by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who, on a trip to the Middle East and South Asia, visited Islamabad to urge Pakistan to deny safe havens to militant groups. Sarah Williams, VOA News.
UN Children's Fund warning potentially life-threatening malnutrition is on the rise among Rohingya refugee children who have fled to Bangladesh, escaping violence and abuse in Myanmar. UNICEF spokesperson Marixi Mercado says they have screened several hundred children who were stuck at the border during the mass influx in mid-October. She says they found 14 cases of the worst form of malnutrition among 103 children.
This is an extremely small number of children, so these numbers are not representative. But what they do tell us is that at least some of the children are close to death by the time they make it across the border.
600,000 Rohingya have crossed that border into Bangladesh since August 25th. U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on last year's U.S. presidential election, an investigation looking into allegations the Trump campaign might have colluded with the Russians to win that election. They are also examining the possibility President Trump might have tried to interfere with the Russian investigation. Probe is also looking into possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign.
That's the latest world news from VOA.